I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is kind of reminding me a little bit, Gator, of every 4 years we become experts in things like the 400 meter individual medley because we watch the Olympics and then we analyze. Talk about swimming for a day, and then
some of us may already be experts on the 400 IM. You know, Doug, I was part of the state championship swim team.
Yes, you were.
My brother was a three-time All-American and a state record holder. I may have some insight into the swimming world.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the part about three-time All-American and state record holder?
My brother was a three-time All-American and a state record holder.
I thought you said you were.
No, I was terrible. I was awful.
You were in the team picture.
I was definitely in the team picture. And I got to hold the lap card counter for one of my teammates during the 500 freestyle.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Hey, man. Ring fits just the same on you as it does the rest of them, right?
You know, that's right.
248-539-9797. We've been talking about the NASCAR race last night and the fact that the Gator got fired up. And you like it. I absolutely love it, Gator.
I thought it was fun, man. Yep. That's what makes it fun, though. You got to have some controversy to get things going, to spark some interest. It's like if nobody had watched, I mean, look, I don't want to watch it for Rex, because that's morbid, right?
Yeah.
But I don't mind if there's, if that's what stimulates something where, okay, this isn't a horrible wreck where anybody's hurt. Thank God. The guy gets out of the car and he's flipping the guy off. This is nothing new in NASCAR. Actually, my earliest memories of NASCAR, believe it or not, when I was a kid, was it Cale Yarborough that punched somebody out, Bobby Allison or something like that, or one of the Allisons? They got into a fight at like the Daytona 500 or something back in the late 70s. And I remember seeing the picture of it while reading the sports page when I was a kid. And, yeah. I mean, this is nothing new. This happens all the time.
Yes.
Where NASCAR drivers get pissed. Years ago, you had the one guy that was running down pit road and jumping on top of the other guy. Fights break out not all the time, but it does happen.
Dare I say it's the best part of NASCAR?
Well, yes. Again, I don't like the wrecks. I'm not watching for the wrecks. I'm watching for something to keep my interest. And this kept my interest because I wanted to hear from both sides. And unfortunately, the coverage wasn't as long as you wanted it to because they started in delay to begin with.
248-539-9797.
Sorry, Doug. I had to switch stations again, rebooting and all types of the stuff. But let's get going here, all right?
All right.
Yeah. Ron's in Clinton Township. Ron, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Ron.
What's up, guys? How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
Good. So, Gator, I know you're a wrestling fan, and I know the trash talk of this kind of gets you a little bit. So whatever it takes to reel you in, because I'm a NASCAR fan too, but I want to throw this at you. The one thing you forgot as far as the Kyle Busch interview afterwards was the part where Kyle Busch said, I know retribution's coming.
Yes, you're right.
I know it's coming. He literally admitted, I know this is going to come back around to bite me in the butt.
He's gonna, regardless if they come, I'm sure that he didn't do it on purpose. All right, and I'm sure that
I don't know. Kyle Busch has a reputation.
Oh,
and a lot of people. I mean, if you get a chance, look up Brad Keselowski talking about Kyle Busch. There's a lot of people that Kyle Busch is aggressive. He's not Tony Stewart aggressive, but he's aggressive.
Told you.
Tony Stewart.
No, but I remember Tony Stewart being aggressive universally disliked. So
he was borderline violent.
Well, no, he was violent.
Yeah,
he did. Okay. He did have the short track incident.
I was being nice. But yeah, when Kyle Busch was talking, he's like, yeah, well, it's racing, and I know I got retribution coming. And he's like, he's planning on it because he has a feeling that, well, and that's, it's so weird. Like, we get mad at baseball when, like, people freak out when a pitcher throws at a batter when another batter had just got hit the last time, and then they freak out about it. These guys are in cars that drive almost 200 miles an hour, yeah. And they're like, yeah, I know it's coming.
Yeah, he absolutely said, he goes, well, we'll see how they retaliate, but he's ready for it, and he knows it, and I think he genuinely felt bad that he spun somebody. I don't think that was his intention. Now, I would say this, Rod.
Too many races.
I don't know him. I don't know him from anybody, but I would say that he knows that his style can end up doing something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't know if he intentionally did it.
He's very aggressive, but I don't think he's aggressive as far as trying to hurt people.
I feel like Gator a little bit, like, we might be making this mistake. Tuning in the, like, Pistons-Celtics series from 1986 and watching our first NBA basketball game and going, I'm not sure Lambeer meant to do that.
Don't you tell me I'm helicoptering it. Don't you tell me I'm being a helicopter.
You're parachuting. Hey,
or that too.
Gator, real quick. I just before I leave, I know you are into wrestling. I just want to say RIP to Shad Gaspar.
Yeah, that was too bad. That was a really sad story about the WWE professional wrestler who was out swimming with his young son in the ocean, and they got caught in a current, and they were able to save his son. He was able to save his son, but unfortunately, he was not saved. Thanks for the call. Yeah. I appreciate it, Ron.
248-539-9797.
Accusing me of parachuting in. What the hell with helicoptering?
That's parents that hover over their kids.
Yeah.
Parachuting it is you come
dropping
in out of
into a kid. Yeah, got it.
I don't know why everybody's so mad at Mahorn. I don't think he meant to do that.
You don't think I know Kyle Busch?
Yes, Gator. I don't think you know Busch.
Hello. Matt's in Allen Park. Matt, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Hey, what's going on, guys? No, I just wanted to comment on the laugh out loud moments. You know, I have been a NASCAR fan for about 35 minutes like you guys, but I don't know when it was in the race, like what lap exactly, what turn they were on, but one of the commentators watched one of the cars squeeze into an area that was obviously pretty tight by his comments, and I laughed so hard, man. He goes, now that's how you squeeze a hot dog into a bun right there. And Jeff Gordon, you could tell there was a bit of quietness. And Gordon was like, how do I follow up? You know, how do we roll right from this moment? And that was, that had me rolling, man.
But like, we're going to talk about getting into tight spaces. Maybe the hot dog reference isn't the right one to use.
Yeah.
Particularly if Kyle Busch is involved.
Yeah.
Hey, the culture's awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Some of the culture's awesome, I should Thanks, say. Kevin. Not all the culture's awesome, but some of the culture is awesome. And the enthusiasm for it and the guys that are way into it. I mean, it's just like anything else, though. Remember when we were – okay, remember the cross-country skiing freak in the Olympics, the guy who was yelling and screaming at the end, the color commentator?
Yes.
And I referenced the dude, the UFC guy who was on SportsCenter, who was – analyzing a fight so hard that he started to sweat, and this was like on a Saturday morning before the fight. Guys that bring that kind of enthusiasm to the table and that kind of color are always fun.
Doug, it's what you call passion.
Passion, exactly.
Passion.
There you go. Gator's getting some of the passion, people.
Damn right. Kevin's in Ann Arbor. Kevin, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Kev.
Yeah, when I was a police officer in Ann Arbor, we'd always get sent down on the MIS weekends to the local hotel because that's where all the drivers and the pit crews stayed. And invariably, these guys go to it in the bar, and we'd get the call, we'd get down there, and everybody'd have torn shirts, their jerseys would be torn, drivers had already been escorted away, but somebody would always be paying the cash out to the hotel to pay for all the damage they did. And everybody's real polite, but they'd all be bloodied up and staring each other down and talking stuff to each other. It happened every year. It was just the way it was.
And you got to see the aftermath, huh?
Oh, it was awesome. It was the easiest fight call I ever went to. And nice. You show up, and everybody was real polite to us, and they still hated each other, but nobody wanted to prosecute. So.
We're real sorry, officer, about the bloodshed and the breaking of the stuff and then them tables and bottles and stuff. We'll just kind of write a check for $15,000. If it's more, you let us know, okay?
I'd say you got that accent down just about perfect, yeah. Yeah, it was very entertaining. And like I said, no problem at all on our part, but they hated each other at times.
Thanks, Cap. Appreciate it.
Well, it's just another typical Thursday analyzing the race at Darlington here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator, as you might imagine, there's some feedback because Gator's now a gearhead.
So not the case.
No, but
I'm willing to give more NASCAR coverage a shot.
Let's face it though, any sport, if you get some personal rivalry, next thing you know, things can get more interesting. And it's true of the NBA, it's true of the NFL, it's true of college football. You know, it's what we're talking about is kind of typical rivalry stuff here. Feedback coming in here, Gator, who last night watched the NASCAR race from Darlington. And
I really just watched the last 50 laps of it.
I watched lap 100 to about, there was about 32, 31 laps to go, and I fell asleep. This happened with 30 laps to go, which is so dumb. I mean, I can't believe I fell asleep. And I missed it, but I woke up and saw the highlights. And then so I got text from Gator, and I'm like, wow, he's into it.
Night racing, there's something about it. It's just cool, right?
Well, that was the thing when we were talking about Harvick's car and how he won on Sunday. Why wouldn't he win on Wednesday? Well, the track cools down, different conditions. That's why. But
yeah,
anyway.
Of course that's why.
Yes.
Who doesn't know that?
The hot dog comment was to Ryan Newman, Gator, because his sponsor is Oscar Mayer. That's from Mike in Westland.
Look at that. Ryan Newman. Glad to see him back on the track.
Yeah, that actually is. Actually, this has probably been this year, by minutes spent on NASCAR, we've probably peaked out.
I mean, the number six car needs to be back on the track.
Wow, look at you. The race got big numbers Sunday. I wonder if last night's race will, too. NASCAR did good by getting back before other sports did. No fans, not a problem. It's from Mike in Farmington. And if you think about the impact on that sport by a fan base, is probably less than any other sport.
Well, they may be the most rabid fans of all, though. So for them,
I agree
that not to be at an event, I mean, they love that, and that's all. You talk about passionate fans; the fans of NASCAR are incredible. They pack the stands, they pack the infield, they party all weekend long.
Their documentaries on ESPN get the highest ratings.
yes.
That's because you just mentioned yesterday. Well,
it was the biggest premiere that ESPN ever had.
Dale Earnhardt doc.
Yes, I do think that it's something in terms of television that comes that you don't need the fans for television. Because
I don't think the drivers need. They want them, but they don't feed off the fans the way other sports do.
No, they don't. It's noticeable when they're not there afterwards, and maybe if there's a caution lap, they may understand that, wait a minute, there's no fans here. But when you're in the midst of racing and your car's averaging 160 miles an hour, probably not paying attention to the grandstands. You're paying attention to the precious real estate that's in front of you.
Hey guys, love the show. Gator, Kyle Busch has a lot of enemies on the track, but I think the biggest enemy of all of Kyle's is, do you care to guess?
Kyle Busch?
No, is Joey Logano.
Oh.
If you can find videos, check them out. The past couple of years, they've been going back and forth taking each other out. That's from Dustin Bloomfield.
Oh boy.
Gator, have you ever been to a race? If not, you gotta go. That'll be the clincher. It was for me back in the late 90s, one of the most awesome things to watch live. Unbelievable experience. That's from Bill listening at home. Love the show. Yeah, it's completely different in person. Television does not do the speed justice.
I've never been to a NASCAR event. I've been to the Detroit Grand Prix, but I have not been to a NASCAR event. I'm not sure I have the interest in going to. I really enjoyed it watching it at home where I could get all that coverage and hear all the commentary on it. And if you're at the track, you're not getting all that.
Yeah. I used to be a huge NASCAR fan, but I've barely watched in years. The race last night was one of the best I've seen in a while. Really good racing, plus the Kyle Busch drama equals good times. That's from Mike and Jackson. The ending sucked. I mean, it's raining.
Yeah, that's hey, we're going to call it. Here's the order. But, you know, I mean, Darlington's such a great track, though.
Wow.
I mean, there's more room to roam there. You got room to maneuver. Drivers love it.
Listen to you.
Darlington, man.
Listen to you. It's not like Pocono, but there is room.
No, it's different than Pocono, obviously.
Chase Elliott giving Kyle Busch the bird last night was amazing. Busch is the biggest DB in racing, so I was enjoying every minute of the flip-off yesterday. That's from Nick.
It's too bad, because I actually saw an interview with Kyle Busch. It had to be prior to the race on Sunday. It was actually one of the news channels was being interviewed, and he came across as pretty cool.
Okay, Gator, I just want to say this is how it starts, and feel free, because one of the things that happens in NASCAR is people pick a favorite driver. Is yours Kyle Busch?
No, I think mine is Keselowski because he's from Rochester. Right. So.
And yeah, we were told that nobody likes Keselowski, which I don't care.
I don't care. Oh, he's our guy, isn't he?
NASCAR having mics in the cars and letting us hear the drivers talk crap to each other would bring even more people in to watch. It's one of the few only sports that absolutely does not lose anything with having no fans. NASCAR is not terrible to watch, especially when it's the only live sport on. That's from an unnamed texter.
Trying to think of my other drivers. I like Boyer because he was on an episode of Duck Dynasty.
Okay.
When they raced like lawnmowers, so that was kind of fun. And after last night, Denny Hamlin gets the win. Did you see this? So once they announce him as the winner, and, yeah. he takes his helmet off, and then he puts on his mask because, you know, you're supposed to wear masks at all times. And his mask is fantastic. It's an actual face mask, his face. So there's like a smile where his mouth should be, and the nose continues where the nose is. It was fantastic.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I give him creativity points.
So I like Denny Hamlin, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.